Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Coincidentally, the Patinos proved it's about winning after all. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. This has been an interesting week for the basketball Patinos. Father Rick returned to college coaching at Iona after the scandalous days at Kentucky and Louisville that drove him to pro ball in Europe. By winning the Metro Atlantic Conference Tournament after missing the most games this season to COVID than any other Division I program, Iona turned out to be the fifth college that Patino took to the NCAAs, leading Providence, Kentucky, and Louisville to Final Fours and two national championships. Patino also coached the Knicks and Celtics of the NBA to lesser success and wound up exiled in Greece for three seasons before Iona gave him another chance in college. The guy can coach, no question about it, an early innovator with the three-point shot with every team he has led, and won 655 major college games for a .704 winning percentage. Despite the personal trouble he got into and escaped at Kentucky and the NCAA probation his Louisville program received that vacated the national title he won there and eventually cost him his job, Patino has remained immensely popular with loyal fellow coaches and most fans. The same week as Iona's unlikely berth in the Big Dance, Patino's son Richard was fired at Minnesota after 8 years and a losing overall record, despite being a squeaky clean representative of the Big Ten school. His reputation allowed the Gophers to stay with him longer than his 143-121 record dictates at most majors, having won the NIT his first season and reaching only two NCAA tourneys in his last seven. Minnesota has never been a basketball power in the Big Ten, with one Final Four and three conference championships in the modern era of the sport. The school has had some bigger name coaches in basketball, such as Tubby Smith, Clem Haskins, Bill Fitch, and Bill Musselman, but none of them had much success in Minneapolis. So it was time for the 38-year-old Patino's son to go as well. But it was ironic that it happened the same week his 68-year-old father climbed back into the headlines with some good news at his latest job. This is Archansky. See ya.